In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Cater Hake, Vice President of Agricultural Research at Cotton Incorporated. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We provide a lot of support for them, tools to help them be better breeders. For instance, we get them together so they can share expertise. We support their use of winter nursery so they can breed faster. Their shuttle breeding so they can test for different components at the same time. Also, the Arizona seed increase so they have foundation seed or a high quality seed. And our network of testing sites so they can evaluate their products over a wide range.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The best examples of one that was just released this last year is a little bit of DNA that comes from one of cotton's way, way distant cousins. It's not even a kissing cousin to cotton because it doesn't even cross with cotton. They had to use a Gossypium longicalix, and they had to use another species to bring that little bit of DNA into cotton, and that conferred an extremely high level of immunity to reniform nematode. So that was a unique project that focused on a long-term tool to help minimize the amount of nematicides that we have to use and stabilize our yields where we have reniform nematodes.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And that is to be sure that we develop genetic products or varieties that go down multiple roads. It's a 15-year process to develop new varieties. And so we need to be looking at diversity in fiber quality types, in maturities, so the growers 15 years down the road will have the options. But right now we don't know what's really going to be needed 5-10 years down the road. So it's important to insist that our seed providers go down multiple roads and develop options for us. And obviously that's part of the role that Cotton Incorporated is playing in supporting the public sector breeding, to make sure that we have as many options as possible when we do get presented with those changes 5-10 years down the road.